When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
KVJ Cuts.
Well, I had a doctor's appointment set up for Friday. I know, Virginia, you wanted me to go get that thing looked at, the ingrown hair on my nose.
Yeah, I was trying to set you up to get your little ingrown hair taken care of, and you couldn't because you had another doctor's appointment, and I wanted to be nosy so bad ask you what you were doing.
Well, it was one of those appointments where I didn't want to freak anybody out if I didn't need to and be all dramatic. You know what I mean? I'm not the one about bringing attention to myself.
You're kind of the opposite of me.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm like, hey, look, don't get yourself all worked up, you know, until you know. But, you know, there were a couple things that I had. I just had gotten the physical in June. Everything was all fantastic. But I had noticed a lump in a place for a guy you don't want to have a lump.
A testicle?
Right around that area. Yeah, right around that area.
Prove it?
It had, yeah, if you want, come on.
No, I'm just kidding.
But it was, you know, one of those things where you just don't want to put those things off too much. And I'd first noticed it, you know, about a week or so ago, and I was like, okay, so it's still there. So I'm like, you know, you need to just go find out what the heck is going on here.
Yeah.
You just always hear these stories. And I got to tell you, honestly, you know, the one about, you know, the guy who played Black Panther, him, you know, getting the cancer that he had, and it just, you know, so I'm getting to that age where you got to start paying attention to those kind of things. And my wife had just done the colonoscopy, and I've heard the advertisements as well for
Cologuard.
Yeah,
they're everywhere.
And so I wanted to know, you know, if that was good enough, or do I really need to do a colonoscopy? So I was walking in with a whole bunch of gross things I need to bring up to my doctor.
Button balls.
Yeah.
We call them the killer bees.
It was not a pleasant appearance, but hey, it's a doctor, right?
It's a man doctor?
Well, yeah.
Okay, good.
That was it. So yeah, I go in to see my man doctor.
Good.
And do the whole thing where they weigh in and all that kind of stuff. And they're in the room with me, and the man doctor, one of them, is sitting there, and he's like, oh, by the way, he's like, I have to go attend to something else. He said, we had to switch things around, so Heidi is going to be coming in here with you today.
Heidi?
Yeah, I was like, okay.
No!
And Heidi goes deep.
So
We don't want Heidi.
Well,
she sounds cute and young.
I'm okay with Heidi. I want to hear where this goes.
you just don't know. And I'm like, all right. I mean, they're professionals.
But they're still human. You're still human. You're still going to feel weird if Heidi has to put her fingers on your balls.
Nah, they BHs and
you
testicles.
Are going to feel weird. Maybe Heidi won't feel weird, but you will.
Yeah, but I'm like, hey, look, you know, what are you going to do at this point? Say, no, I'm not seeing Heidi, and you got to work on it. So I'm just like,
you're fine. Heidi's in the business of BHs. Yes.
I get it. Heidi's a professional. I get it.
So she comes in, she sits down, and the first thing I bring up is, all right, well, tell me about this colorectal guard or whatever.
While you're down there, Heidi, will you dig in my BH?
Is this good enough? Because I went through everything that my wife did, and there is go to get the colonoscopy, there is a liquid you have to drink, and the liquid tastes terrible, but then on top of it, it flushes everything violently out of your body.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
My wife said it was like hot lava, and she said it was the worst part of it because she was walking funny for a day or two
I'm going to give you a compliment. Even though this is gross content, your storytelling is on point. I'm hanging on every word over here.
It's really gross,
but it's not grossing me out because of your storytelling.
Okay. Ironically, he's kissing your ass at a time that he might not want to.
Yeah, you're right. You don't want to be down there. Well, at least if I'm doing that liquid, I'm good, though. And luckily what I found out with the colorectal guard is she said, you know, if you don't have a family history of it, and thankfully I do not, of colon cancer, She said the colorectal guard is 96% good. And then she proceeded to go on about how you take this thing, put it on the toilet, you go number
you
two
poop in a
this
box.
Bucket, and then you have to brush it with this thing, and then you have to spray it, and then you put it in a box. I'm like, all right.
Wait, you have to comb the poo?
Yeah, I guess you do. I don't know. Like, what does it have, hair? I'm like, I don't know what's going
you
on
you have to get it pretty?
So it was just, you know, for me, it was an awkward dance.
How old is Heidi?
I would say Heidi is probably late 20s, early 30s.
Oh, that's devastating.
Yeah.
Oh, she's young and cute.
So she gives me the whole rundown of the old guy about his poo in a box. And I say, you know, I've got another surprise here for you, Heidi. I said, I noticed a lump in a place that, you know, has me a little bit worried, and I just want to make sure. And
I tell you, this Heidi's a lucky woman.
Poor Heidi. She thought she was just coming in for a talk.
She thought she had to make a check. She just checked something real quick. Like, oh, crap.
No, it's just, I know I'm the worst appointment of the day. Trust me.
They got lumps.
I'm fully aware that this is just not fun for anyone, but... I'm like, you got to do what you got to do, right? This is important stuff, unfortunately. And so I say, you know, it's kind of like right under here. And she said, all right, well, how do you want to do this? I said, well, you're sitting down. I said, let me just kind of stand up here. And
you took it out.
I took my hand and I put, you know, the unmentionables to the side with my hand. And she said, well, where exactly is this lump? And I said, well, it's just kind of like right underneath, like right there. And she looked at it. And she said, okay, now this might feel weird because she had a glove on her hand. She said, I need to mess with it a little bit and touch it.
Are you paraphrasing or is that an exact
that's
quote?
That's pretty much
she
about
she needed
where
to examine it because that's what she does.
Yeah. You have to.
But it doesn't change the fact that it's so awkward.
You're so exposed.
Yes.
At this point, you're so exposed.
All medical stuff like that is the worst.
I know.
It is. And she's young and she's cute.
Whether it's your teeth or it's your nards, you don't want people just looking and staring and probing.
Not Heidi.
I feel like such an animal at this point. And so, you know, I kind of hike my leg up a little bit and I kind of push off to the side, and there goes Heidi with her glove. And
it's doing what Heidi does.
She's kind of pushing and she's kind of poking, and I'm kind of looking at her facial reactions just to try to find out.
Yeah, don't break eye contact.
But also, don't lock eyes either. This might be a time where you look at one of
those. Lock those beady eyes.
This might be one of those times where you look at one of those weird doctor pictures.
Well, I'm concerned because you know what?
You want to know if Heidi has any kind of, oh, crap look on her face.
And she looks, and it's kind of a look of
concern,
confusion. And so I'm looking down at Heidi, and she looks up at me, and she said, she's still looking, and she's still poking at it. She said, I think it's a zit.
Okay, this story got gross.
You have a testicle zit?
I didn't see that M. Night Shyamalan disgusting turn of events. All right.
So you did need to go to the esthetician like I was trying to set you up with.
I said, I want to make sure I heard it right. I'm like, what did you say? She's like, I'm not sure. She said, I think that might be maybe like an ingrown hair or a zit or something like that. And she started pushing on it. She said, does that hurt up through your testes? I said, no. And she said, yeah, I think that's what we're looking at here.
You have a ball zit?
I had brought the grossest thing known to man. I take up her first 10 minutes talking about my colorectal guard, and then I proceed to have her examine a zit on my balls.
So we got BH, balls, and boils. What a day for Heidi.
I mean, did you not look at it yourself with a mirror first?
Well, I tried to look at it, and I couldn't see it. And I said, well, are you sure? I said, how do you know? And she said, well, I think that might be a whitehead.
Oh, Kevin.
Are you trying to make this?
You could have sat on the floor with a mirror and figured that out on your own.
Well,
He wouldn't have known.
Yeah, and I still, on top of it, I don't know that. And she went on to tell me, she said, well, typically if you're going to have testicular cancer, it's going to be attached to the gonad itself. And this was kind of down...
Skinnage.
Yes, a little bit underneath. And I did know that. And I thought, there was a part of me that thought, okay, maybe that's it. Because I am a well-trimmed individual. And that could have been the issue. But it's one of those things where I'm like, do you want to leave that to chance? Because it's been around for a little while. And she said, yeah, it just sometimes they can last for a while. Because I said, this has been like a good 2 weeks. She said, yeah, I'm going to give you a medication that should help, you know, get rid of that. And then if
topical?
It's still there in about another 2 weeks, no, it's an oral medication.
Oral okay, for a zit.
Just don't use the word ointment. It makes it grosser.
Yeah, no, thankfully it's an oral thing that I take. But it was maybe one of the most embarrassing moments of my entire life. And it felt like the longest walk back up to the front. And, of course, she's talking to me the entire way. She takes me up to the front counter to check out.
Talk about
you
it.
You don't walk, you slink.
On the way out.
I wanted a back door exit. I wanted to get out of there. It's one of those things where you just don't know if you can ever go back to the same doctor again.
Well, congratulations. It's the grossest story I've heard in 5 years.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you still have the zit?
You know what? Today I checked, and of course, I really can't even find it. It's not really even there. So I don't know what this lesson is. I guess it was good. And she tried to. I think she could tell that. Look, this is a moment of defeat for this guy.
Yeah.
And she said she kept trying to assure me by saying, you know what, you did the right thing. She said, you know, if you ever have any doubt, you need to come in.
She's right, but that's what you say to guys that you think are like, oh,
don't let this get you down.
It really has.
Too legit to zit.
I brought easily the grossest thing that has probably been brought into a medical. I had to be the worst appointment of the day.
No way. I'm telling you, you're not the grossest thing she's going to see this week.
It's the grossest thing I've heard this morning. I'm not having breakfast. He's completely turned my stomach. I there was so many twists and turns.
It just was.
It was a fun ride.
I was trying to brace myself because Kevin had sincere voice. I go, oh, crap. Does he got...
Kevin's dying.
The Nard cancer? And I'm like, I got to brace myself for that.
I've been on a roller coaster of emotions for the last 5 days.
And then when I find out it's...
That's where it took me to. And so there's a sense of relief, but there's also a massive feeling of humiliation. So, you know... I'm somewhere in between there.
When I found out he's got acne on his nards.
Yeah, okay. All right, sorry about that. But just to let everybody else out there know, they do what Heidi wants everybody to know. If you, when in doubt, go get it checked out.
And thank you for being so brave and telling your truth.
Yes. What other people to do that? That you might have testicular cancer or you might just have a zit on your balls.
We got to get you those Biore strips for your balls. You know those ones that you put it on there and pulls out all the zit?
That could be pretty painful. I might skip that.
KVJ Cuts.